when my mother-in-law came and told me that she'd read all the 50 Shades of Grey books. I'm like, that's something you don't tell
people. You rolling audio?
Yeah, when people talk about stuff like that, I'm like, well, how bad is your sex life that you're so excited about?
Oh, when women read it in public, I'm like, I don't read, like, Sally sucked me off.
They're like, I'm nodding.
It's literature.
If I see a woman reading in public, I'm just like, oh, there's a lady whose husband doesn't know how to fuck her.
Yeah. Or you know that that shit all turns around, but she doesn't do any of it.
Yeah.
And if you mentioned it, she'd flip out.
She's like, oh my God, I would never.
That's disgusting.
I'm saving myself for the Lord.
Because he's a horny bastard.
Which one? Which one?
Lord, the girl, the singer.
Jesus Christ. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, official podcast of United Church of Bacon, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joseph Wham, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now. Like this post and you get one amen.
What the hell are you talking about now?
If they subscribe now and like it, I'll give them one amen. If they subscribe later, I'll give them one amen and a prayer.
What if they don't subscribe at all?
Don't subscribe at all and get hit by a Mack truck.
Don't you think that's a little over the top?
Okay, then. Don't subscribe and get hit with the wrath of Heather.
Okay, that's even worse.
I know. We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, plug. Guess may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content. And certainly has nothing for you, you young earthen moron. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Jessica Michelle Singleton, Matt Kirshen, and Michael Ornstein. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Yeah, cool. Hey, listen, I was waiting at the taco stand behind, like, I think three people were using the same taco stand to cater a wedding. So,
do you want to get married?
Kind of, that's what I was hinting at.
I am a minister, so.
Is that why you just ran in and dropped in the seat?
That's why I just ran straight in, but I've got a burrito that I'm meant to be eating right now.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just letting you know that I won't be in this part of the show. So just
how many
just
of the things
aware.
You just said are euphemisms?
I have a taco that you can eat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You went to the taco stand too?
I just pull a taco out of my pocket. Like, I've been here for a while.
That would rock
like, oh,
so
that's
fun.
What that smell was.
Yeah, well done.
Well.
Regardless of what she pulls out, that joke works.
Yep. So just letting you know, I'm not in this part of the show. So just pretend I'm not here.
Understood.
Here.
Understood.
You don't
you
need
go,
to pretend because I'm not here.
You
right
go
now.
Eat your burrito and take that with you.
Who are you talking
what
to?
Is
no
that?
One's here.
This is a gift from my friend Kat Purcell. Kat Purcell... just walked in.
Is that a Kegel exerciser?
A Kegel exerciser is probably a bad. That's a great name for this.
For your cornhole.
Yes.
It's a cornhole
exerciser. Oh, it's a
butt
Kegel exerciser?
Yes.
It's a butt spreader.
Yes. This
you
is...
You can do Kegels against it.
Imagine yeah. if
can
you're listening...
You?
It'll
if you're,
fight you.
If you're listening and you're not watching the video... you can only watch the video live. We don't put the video out after. The only way to see the show live, or to see the video of the show, is to watch us live every Wednesday at this hour. Now, listen.
It looks more like a chin rest.
It does look like a chin rest.
Imagine, I want the listener to know what we're holding up here. It's a black butt plug, right? But imagine that the butt plug has been sliced down the middle and then... And then filleted out and open.
So it looks almost like a lobster claw with a base.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly
yeah,
what it looks like.
Not
yeah.
as sharp.
Yeah.
But
so
it's black.
It's like tongs.
And it's black.
So
yeah.
It's like your anus.
Your dildo tongs.
Yeah.
It's wider than my actual butt. So, I mean, that is somewhat frightening.
A lot of people don't know that when you pour silicone, when you get to a certain size, it automatically turns black. That's what...
the larger it gets.
Yes, yes. If it has a certain amount of mass, it just turns black.
You're sort of making it talk right now.
I am making it.
Like an adorable Muppet.
It does look like Kermit.
It looks a bit
Kermit
like
the Frog.
Kermit, or that's maybe Kermit. Beaker. It's got a bit of a Beaker
yeah.
to
it. It is, yeah, it is a little Muppety.
Yeah.
But on, you turn it sideways because it's not hitting the camera
butt
right now.
Muppet.
Yeah, what you do is you pinch it together to get it up inside the orifice of your choice, and then once it's in there, it flays open and oh holds you
or
open.
Or you squeeze it closed and then you have the tightest vagina in the world.
Exactly.
But also not that tight because it's
couldn't
got a
be that tight because that's
yeah.
What? It's the strongest vagina.
Yeah. I mean that is
it's absurd.
That's absolutely frightening.
That sounds just like my butthole.
I was referencing it from earlier. Yet
my
strangely
point is,
addictive.
My point is, if you give up God, you too can have what we've been talking about.
Well, I don't know.
It's called a rectum spreader.
It's called a rectum spreader. That's the, yeah.
Rectum.
Okay. Nearly rectum.
My butt's
nearly
bleeding.
Killed him.
I mean, it also looks like... It looks like it could be like a decent stopper, you know, if you're very homophobic.
This will definitely protect you.
Getting in there.
No one gets to fuck your ass.
I'm going
to
keep putting increasingly large things in my butt to stop any of these queers from getting up there. And one that's shaped like a fist, that'll really stop them. I'm going to stop them a lot, particularly after dark.
You know,
keep stopping them.
You
keep
delivered
stopping
that.
Them homos from getting in my butt.
You delivered that so well, it does not sound like improv. It sounds like thoughts you've had many times over.
Yeah, where'd you say that burrito was?
Because he didn't carry anything in, did he?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was nothing in his hands when he came through the door. Feel free to eat your burrito.
I'm
going to
go and eat my burrito, but I'm going to eat it off mic because I know...
How gross you sound eating.
Yeah.
We've had people write in. We used to have snacks on the table. They're not there anymore.
Misophonia,
first time I did this,
apparently.
We all got
what
ice
is it called?
Cream. We all got
misophonia? Oh, yeah.
It's
misophonia is someone who has a...
Really high sensitivity.
Almost a phobia
to any chewing
that
sounds.
Kind of noises, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I got a couple of emails saying, I can't listen to your podcast if people are going to make those noises when you're doing the show. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding
me? We had that once on our show. We had some Pringles or something in the middle of the table, and then we got angry letters saying, like, yeah, I had to turn off. I couldn't.
Many or a couple?
Like a couple.
Yeah.
But
I got
enough to kind
I
of
two,
like, you know.
That it affected someone enough that they're like, I have to tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that bad.
That's interesting.
I mean, arguably, anybody who has chewing on their show should, I guess, have a trigger warning.
I mean, everyone who has a show about anything should have a trigger warning these days.
Yeah, right?
Trigger warning, we're going to talk, so close your ears.
Yeah, about an anal spreader.
Well, too late for those people.
Right, right.
Well, actually, to be honest, my mom died from an overly tight anus.
Oh, my God, that could kill me?
Yeah, I've been trying to explain this to you, Jessica Michelle.
I've been pitching that one for years.
She died from tight-ass-itis.
It's a sad thing, but easily curable.
Yeah.
At least she died doing what she loved.
They actually have what the joke Matt made about how this would protect you from anal fucking. They actually have a product that's built for that.
Oh, that's
called
is...
the Rear Guard.
Heather just pulled it up. It's a video.
It's
of
not
looking
a real product.
Like, hi, are you living a lie? Well, I always thought it'd be interesting if, like, the app Grindr, the idea that men who are really homophobic just have it to know if there's a gay man near them.
That doesn't happen.
Like it's like a gaydar.
That doesn't happen.
We got to get out of here. There's a queer within 5 feet.
No,
or
what's
worse,
happened
like,
is...
It's like we want to hit some... Like,
what a great excuse, though.
That's all it is.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
The only... Yeah.
No, I know
Michael?
That, but...
I used to work at a law firm, and we got people political asylum for their sexual orientation. And there was a guy from Mexico who was gay, and he said when he was in the army, if they thought you were gay, this is what they did. The cook, who was black, apparently and gifted as only those darker than us can be, he'd take you out in the woods, and he'd fuck you, and he'd come back, and the cook said, yeah, it went in pretty easy, then they figured you were gay.
Shut up.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
This is a real thing?
This is a real thing, and then what they did was they tied a... bucket full of water to your testicles, so it gets fun. But no one ever questioned the chef. I mean, you know, how did this guy get this job?
Well, you know, in some cultures, you're not gay unless you're on the bottom. And I'm not joking. I'm not kidding.
There
that's
are some
a fact.
Army gangs because I've got friends who've done the army gigs, and there are some camps where they've been away for a while and they get weird. And yeah, apparently it's only gay if you push back.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
There you go. Some countries, it's only gay if that person has started to grow a beard. So it's fine if you're fucking boys, but once they start to grow facial hair.
Oh, I thought you meant grow a beard from the fucking.
Right. No.
Like it's like pushing the hair.
Which would be weird. I mean,
that
would be a very special fuck.
I've actually started growing ass hair from this.
Well, that's actually a
warning.
Like
those Play-Doh guys, you know, you screw it and then like, the hair starts to... Yeah.
Well, that warning was on the packaging for the anal spreader.
Like those zoodles.
Yeah. What's a zoodle?
They have like a, it's like a thing to make pasta out of noodles.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Why would you make pasta out of noodles? Yeah, haven't you, isn't that
because
confusing?
You're a vegan and you hate yourself.
Oh, you mean out of vegetables?
No, but you've already got noodles.
Oh, I meant vegetables.
You made like zucchini.
Oh, yes. I make noodles out of vegetables.
I have one of those.
One of the worst.
We fool our kids.
One of the worst vegetarian dishes I had was that. I was in a
ratatouille.
I just walked in. No, it was. They said that it was made from. I'm not going to remember now.
Is it wheat?
No, it was. It was made from zucchini.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm eating that this week.
It
yeah.
was this particular restaurant dumped stupid. So much salt on this dish. I just had to. It was constant water rinse to even be able to stop
it. Strange, because normally that's something you what? Like in your mouth.
Sorry,
he's making mouth noises. Cut it out.
Ah, okay. Oh, it's good.
Don't make me use this.
In front
By
of
the
you.
Way, mm-hmm. there is no God.
I just pictured
well,
Taint
I'm
Taren.
Taint Taren.
Taint Taren.
Yeah,
that's my favorite football player's name.
Taint. I want to change the word taint. By the way, I think it should be genderized. I don't think it should be across the board.
Is it across the board?
Yeah, taint. Oh, yeah. Is,
well, it's
is
literally
on a,
across the board.
Literally,
it is.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it should be referred to vagectum and scranus.
Scranus and vagectum. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to happen.
I like vaginus, though.
Vaginus is nice.
Vaginus is nice.
So it sounds like a name, actually. I'm going to name a kid that.
I'm sure there is someone.
Yeah, you have to see if that exists. Someone has named
All
their
right,
kid
looking
that.
It up.
It'll be a J, though, not a G, I'll bet you.
Okay.
Vaginus.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a real name. All right. So we had topics.
What?
And
no
then,
one told
and
us.
And then Kat walked in with
dildos,
with dildos and porn. And boy butter.
Boy butter.
Yeah, Kat.
Is that made from real boy?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Well, that's not vegan.
Boy band butters. Even
it's also rarer. It's also expired.
Expired boy butter.
Yes.
Expired I don't boy like boys butter. When they go past their date.
Right?
I think I passed some of that a couple weeks ago because I'd been away for a while and hadn't had a chance to clean out the pipes. I passed some expired boy butter.
The closest you get is Janus.
Yeah? All right. Vaginus.
Yeah, you know, there's nobody.
Black moms,
we knew
come
a
on,
nurse.
Get on this.
what is it?
A neonatal nurse, and this family wanted to name their daughter Muconium. Do you know what that is?
Muconium?
Muconium,
okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that's, that like the stuff
that's
that comes
the dark
before milk?
Black shit that comes out.
Of
before when the baby's born, it's what they've been holding in.
Oh, okay, right.
So that's that first stuff that comes out. It's been sitting in them for all that time.
Oh, baby boo-boos?
Oh, nice.
Well, that's so what's a scientific
but
term.
But the woman thought it was a beautiful sounding name, and they're like, "We're not going to let you."
My mom was doing the names. My mom. People think my sister is a black woman on the phone because when they learn her name, because her name is Cronessa.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah. I love that.
And my
name.
Mom had picked before that one Latrine until my dad was like, "No, no."
What
no,
was I thinking?
No,
then?
She'll
what
be treated like
of...
a latrine enough as it is.
What's the name of this? Like the first couple of breastfeeds is like a type of. It's not milk yet. It's something that's really high in nutrients and
right.
Titty goo. Yeah,
no, there is a name for
that.
Is.
That's what I thought it was, rather than meconium.
Could be. Maybe that's meconium. There's another word.
No, I think
I'm
you're right.
so still so
right.
dazed. Yeah, there is a word for the good stuff, the big, thick,
yeah,
creamy stuff
right,
that comes
right.
out at the beginning.
Oh yeah, I'm hard.
It's
now.
Amazing. Whoa, what?
What?
Rich and creamy.
Because it's you know still it's like so if you stay up for a bit.
Yeah, I'm ovulating.
Emery, get the plug.
All right. All right, I think it's time for a break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
Why am I here?
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in Master of Puppets, I'm pulling your string. ROAD.com/Emery and buy the damn thing.
No one's going to remember that now.
Come on.
How do you castrate a priest?
How?
Kick the altar boy in the back of the head.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll come. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton, Matt Kirshen, and Michael Ornstein. Thank you very much for being here, everybody.
Thanks for the hand job, Matt. Colostrum. That was fantastic. Your hands are so soft.
I know, right?
Really amazing.
Colostrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
what?
You're talking over
What's
me.
Going on?
I didn't know you were going to yell colostrum. I was thanking someone.
That's the worst Matt Kirshen impression I've ever heard, Caroline.
I'm actually Matt. I don't know
what
you're
talking
about.
But oddly enough, she actually does give a hand job very, very similar.
Yeah?
Very similar.
Honestly, she could be a hand job double.
It's the way I do the top.
It is. It's that little twisty.
Really, it's that juicing action that you get in there.
Oh, the twisty top.
The twisty top is good.
Caroline Gale jumped in Matt's seat while he downs that burrito.
I wanted people to believe that I was actually Matt Emery. I don't know why you're.
I believed you.
Duh. She got it,
and now I'm upset.
I fell for it for a while.
Get back in the kitchen.
So,
amusing ourselves
hold on,
and not you people.
Bring it in.
I do need to respond to the over-the-top method. It is technically called the pepper grinder.
I prefer juicer. I prefer the. I prefer to.
Does
call it
anyone
juicer.
Like that? Does anyone like
yes.
the hand over the
I
head?
I have had several men enjoy it.
Oh, really? I see that in porn, and I start to cry a little.
I
bit.
Have no interest in that over-the-top thing.
Some
no
no
way.
Twisting.
No.
What every dude.
The over the
this,
top
this
thing.
You're not notes
for masturbation.
Oh, no,
the,
no.
Over the
you
head of the penis. With
you
the
just
hand.
Haven't had it done right.
Yeah, no, I haven't had it done ever. You know why? It's awful. It's an awful idea. There are certain things you know that aren't going to be nice.
Listen,
like say I don't know, putting a grater on your balls.
I,
not going to do it.
See, that's
haven't
because
had
you haven't
right.
had the
Fuck
right
you.
Size
Emery,
grating on.
Emery, huh? Every dick is different.
Yeah, yes.
Everybody's
dick.
Also,
different.
To be honest, like the grater thing
every
is cool.
Dick
it's
is
just
good.
Washing it afterwards that I hate.
Yeah, I have no.
I have no. I don't like the top being touched at all.
I've been it's covered in enough cum to know that it. It, some people
oh,
prefer.
By the way, I meant
yeah,
to
yeah.
I meant to say.
That might be my
them?
Favorite sentence of the entire show. I believe that might be a quote we want to write down. Jessica Michelle, I've been covered in enough cum, .. That's all you need right
yeah.
there. That's the show in its essence.
She actually said to know afterwards, which I think makes it even better.
To know? Yeah.
I've been covered in enough cum to know.
No, I like
okay,
it. Yeah.
Right,
..
We'll agree. Not
don't fuck with my ellipses. I'm right. Let them fill it in.
Yeah.
Let them fill it in.
They can decide.
Yeah.
They haven't imagined
it.
It's not to know.
They already did fill it in. And on. I'm covered in cum.
Covered in cum.
Are you
not
into that? Are you into
the
cum
I'm
going
to start
you
my
a
own
spunk
podcast
monkey?
Called Covered in Cum.
Can I be on that podcast?
Yes.
High five me.
Yay.
Yay.
I like
are
cum.
You, yeah? Like on you and stuff? Like some people
my
hate
pizza.
It. What's that? I didn't know what he said.
He said on my pizza. It was a British joke.
It was. On your Peter?
Is that I don't understand it.
It's getting out of hand, guys.
It is getting out of hand.
Let's move forward.
Porn that has people like when the girl is like just spitting it Bukkake? Out instantly.
I don't like that.
It's like gross to her. You can tell it's gross. It takes you out of the meat.
Yeah,
it does.
It does.
Who's doing that?
Yeah,
porn stars.
Porn stars. A lot.
Yeah. Or like they look like they're a dog with rabies. Like
I imagine there are some guys that get into that because it's like some guys are turned on by the idea of bothering or you know doing things to the girl that she doesn't want done.
Yeah.
So maybe there are
must be
guys who dig
did you
that.
See somewhere they're like forcibly choking the person and I'm like
yeah
okay now
yeah, but
please
I guess,
wish
like,
this was gone.
Some girls are into that.
Right. Yeah, some girls are definitely into that.
I'm not. That makes me closer to the mic.
My bad.
Not me. I watch that. I'm like, this is no. I don't get. I like the. They're thrilled with everything happening.
Yeah,
that's good for me.
Right.
Thrill is good. Not like. No.
You and I couldn't have sex. Is what we're establishing here.
No.
I don't like to be choked, but I have a face that people read as she wants me to choke her.
Because maybe they just want to choke you.
Because men always go in for it, and they're like, I just assumed you.
No
seem
one
like,
asks.
It's a passive like. As I reach their hand.
And you go,
What I do is, because I'm like a pleaser, so I'll be like, in the middle of being choked, I'm still trying to have a conversation because I never shut up. And I'm like, is this for you? I don't, like, if you're into this, that's fine. But
like, not my jam.
I'm going to explain why they're choking you now.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Probably.
Yeah, you gotta fucking ask, man. Why don't people don't and stop it with being a pleaser? I hope that's only a joke. God damn, I hope that's only
what?
A joke. Tell the guy no,
what?
Or tell the guy what you like.
That's
and tell
what
the guy
makes
what
me
you
come.
Don't like. Oh my god,
she likes to please. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
I guess, but if you're not into it,
also like. It turns me off when they ask.
Really?
Yeah, that's a genuine
that's
thing.
That's horrible, though.
Like,
no.
The thing is like, it's like a catch-22 because you want to set, like, open boundaries and be able to communicate openly about your sex, but then it's like, but if I have to tell you how I want you to fuck me?
You know, you're making every hack comic right now. You know what I mean? The guy that's like, fucking women. You can't please them with this one. You can't please... I mean, you're illustrating that there's no winning.
I know I'm part of the
it's
problem.
Awful.
Does it turn you off? If they ask, is it just if they ask during sex, or would it turn you off also if they ask like before sex and then you're
if
like...
If it was like way before. Like,
like at a bus stop.
That's fine.
Well, if they asked at a bus stop, okay. do you like to be
okay.
choked?
My
that's
my
a what? Standard conversation I have on the bus.
That's the only conversation
I feel like
I have
we should be having
stops.
That right now.
What?
Hi, what stop are you getting off at? Do you like to be choked?
Duh.
I'm getting off at this stop right now. Hello.
How much saliva do you need in your ass before I can go in? Okay.
Never.
That brings me to another gift that Kat brought us.
Oh, the butt squirt thing.
It was not, well, you know, you make it sound so awful. It's not the butt squirt thing.
It is kind of a butt squirt thing.
It's called the lube launcher. And it is this lovely little injector for anal lube that goes into the butt.
This is a delight.
Isn't that a lovely
How far do you need to get lube?
It looks like a mini sword.
That's charming.
It does look like
it looks like or the worst heroin needle.
Yeah.
Right? It's got a little syringe action.
It looks like a fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
What's
very French of you.
Those like the saints.
Lovely.
It's a lily.
I have friends who bring me adult toys and porn. My life is good.
You have great friends.
You're living your best life, sir.
I am indeed.
I have friends that bring me small clothing for my infant daughter. It's not as good.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't get
but
it's like,
adorable.
This is going to make for a great night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your adorable. Mistake is putting it in your ass. I mean, that's you're the one ruining that.
Oh, yeah, but have you ever those
Stop
those
it.
Little,
enough right now.
You know when you've offended Emery.
Yes, that was too fucking
you've
far.
Gone too far.
The abortion foes behind Planned Parenthood videos have been indicted. Does everybody know what I'm talking about when I say this?
Oh, oops, we used fake IDs. Oh, we can do whatever we want.
So you've seen the stories.
Uh-huh.
It is lovely. The legal system is working properly here.
Well, the really nice thing about it is that they got indicted in the thing that was meant to be indicting Planned Parenthood. Like,
yep.
They asked them to invest. It's kind of like that thing when someone writes into an agony aunt, and then the agony aunt tells them that they're the ones being a dick.
Yeah. It would be... It would
that
be,
sounded personal.
It would be...
It's my favorite thing. I love a good advice column, but I particularly love it when they go like, and she said this, and I said that, and then the advice person's going, you know, you're the one in the wrong there, and you need to apologize.
It would be as if the at the end of the McCarthy hearings... The authorities came in and cuffed McCarthy and took him away. That's basically...
Like it was a good world, is what you're saying? Because that should have happened.
That's what should have happened. And that's what happened in this case.
Yeah.
These assholes completely smeared dishonestly. They made videos that weren't even remote. They were
they
misrepresented the facts.
They stole fucking fetal tissue.
That's distressing.
And then tried to sell it and tape themselves doing it, which is against the law to sell it.
Yeah.
To buy it, I mean. It's against the law, so they filmed themselves breaking a federal law.
Yeah.
To prove that somebody else who doesn't break federal laws.
Oh, and by the way, these are people who subscribe to Christian values. Thou shalt not steal, right there at the fucking top. Thou shalt not lie, right there at the fucking top.
Wow.
What is wrong with these assholes?
Yay, hypocrisy.
The ends justifying the means is what's going on there. It's just awful. It's absolutely stupid, and I can't believe it goes on. But this is a great story. I'm very happy that it went this way. Anything else to add on that one, Heather?
Bitches!
Have you seen Marco Rubio has come out thoroughly against that, saying that there's somebody involved in this that was once on a board at Planned Parenthood? Mm-hmm. They, of course, were able to refute that right away. That person sequestered themselves for the hearing, but he's still supporting it.
I think every politician that went for that, should cost them what they are, their seat, their run, whatever.
They should cost them.
They should be gone. Fucking gone.
Well, Fiorini, I mean, she just fought for it long afterwards. She's like, no, it is happening.
Yeah.
Like, but have you seen like demonic look on her face?
Yeah.
And like, and you still think someone's going to elect you president?
Yeah.
Well, you should never have that face.
Yeah. Well, our leaders should be better than to fall for doubling down in those situations and confirmation bias. We have to find leaders who don't fall prey to these processes.
That was a very presidential hand gesture.
Emery for president.
What did I do? What
did
I do?
Emery.
No.
You gave a very presidential
Emery.
Like this? Was that it?
That's not presidential.
That's correct.
That's
hilarious.
No.
Good.
Is that what I did?
If you want to run Republican.
If you want to run Republican.
Then the hammer and sickle is for the other part. You know, just to make sure we know where we're going with these people.
What's that?
I'm saying cover all of your bases. Do both.
Do everything.
Do pander. Everything.
Do all a Heil. Do the thumb that Clinton, the Clinton thumb.
Heil Hebrews.
Someone's got to bring this back.
Heil Hebrews.
And a fist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Black power.
Good. And then just wave around that butthole thing.
Do you only do like half a fist? All right, anyway.
So,
a claw.
Almost.
This is an awful story. Now, I know, Heather, you watched the video for for this one, right? Number two.
Oh, yeah.
This is sickening.
I don't know what that was.
I wish you could share your stories with us so we know what
I'm going to tell you now. God, stop
is
doing coke
water?
Before the
is
show.
Is there a chance to get more
oh,
water?
No.
Sure. Most of our guests do cocaine.
Would you hand him a glass of water? Or did you want a can or a glass?
There's some glasses in the fridge. 6-year-old girl forced to marry elderly man to settle Islamic family dispute. That is what we call insidious, sickening.
Was the dispute over whether or not they could get away with marrying a 6-year-old?
That you nailed it on the head. You obviously have been reading. By the way, do you know what the dispute was about specifically?
I do not know what the dispute was about.
Right. Well, this is just blowing up over nothing.
Yeah. Well, we have a video, but there's no point in showing it because it's just a bunch of Middle Eastern gibberish with titles.
It would be really embarrassing if it turns out the dispute was something just, trivial.
Right.
Something just, important.
Like you
stole a goat.
Or like someone just go,
wow, we're so racist. Right off the bat, we both thought of the most debased. It's awful.
It's awful.
We live together.
It turns out they didn't steal the goat.
Oh.
But 6-year-old
girl. Can anyone
girl.
Truly own a goat?
Wait, at what age do they have to put burkas on?
Doesn't mean they're going to have sex. They just be married.
I'm just more invested
to,
in the fact that the little girl's
two,
not. Like, I saw her face.
What?
I don't know.
I think it's got to be when they start bleeding.
It has to be.
It's up to the
father. Is it up to the father? We have an expert in the room.
Or is it up to this old man now?
Right?
Yeah. I hope he's rich. Is that the plan? Is he going to die? Is he circling the drain?
No.
No.
So she's just in it for the money. The fucking little whore.
Gold digging six-year-old.
I know, because, I meet 6-year-old girls. They want a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So, this is just awful that this goes on. Go ahead.
What you aren't seeing in the video, because you're not watching the video, is that the father is pleading to the government to please allow the family to keep the girl at home and not to marry her.
It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Wait, who married her off?
What country?
Let's see.
Well, they're about Pakistan. They're about to. There's a dispute between two families, and the settlement of the dispute within the small cultural, small township cultural thing that's going on in this particular situation is
the married two family members.
Is the 6-year-old gets to be bequeathed to this eight really old man?
Well, not well, as his, settle as a his dispute?
To settle a dispute.
Well, it, you know, and it's not always, you know, it's not when she turns 6. Blah blah blah. It's any young child. She could be 11 or 14 or you
right.
Know,
yeah, just you need to
just to because, sell the daughter
because,
off.
Because in some cultures, this one in particular, women girls are property.
Property.
That's what they are. They are just property.
More than half of all girls in Afghanistan are married off before they turn 15. Usually
then where are they getting
disputes?
All the virgins?
Is that right? That figure's
that read
figure
it again.
Seems very
more than
high.
Half of all girls are married before they turn 15.
But just
and this,
because they're married or promised doesn't mean that they then have sex. And, a lot of times they wait.
Islamic pedophilic Islamic really? Marriages are most prevalent in Pakistan and Afghanistan,
you're
followed by other countries.
Where does that figure come from? What's the news source? Because I don't doubt that it goes on, but
we don't
more
have,
than
don't
50% sounds
I don't have a source
crazily high.
It does sound high.
It does sound
like
high.
It sounds high to the point of bullshit.
The yeah. The website is wehatemuslims.org.
Yeah.
It's the DC Gazette is where that is.
What the hell is that?
It's a I guess it's the Gazette in the District of Columbia. That's
yeah.
My guess.
All right.
I'm guessing.
Or it could be taking Detective Comics.
It was on YouTube
as
well.
Their own.
Yeah. When you go down that road think ahead of something a little funnier and I
okay,
think
sorry,
right
sir.
There.
I wasn't wow.
All right, so here's the video real quick.
All right.
They are asking for this girl because the Jirga has... I can't keep up with this.
To honor the custom of Swara.
But they're speaking Urdu, so helping knowing Arabic wouldn't really help.
Oh, that guy...
Because she has not reached the age of marriage, I want her to stay here in the house. I asked the government to help... Help me to keep this girl here. I don't want to reach a reconciliation at the cost of losing her. So this dad is pleading that the government step in and
but
stop
didn't
this exchange.
He
by
let
the way,
this happen?
Well,
no, the other people are demanding.
No, there
daughter.
Must have been like an arbitrator that said, here's yeah. what we're going to do to make you guys stop fighting.
He's
we're going
right.
to do this.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
or a mediator, depending upon the bindingness.
They should have traded the goat.
Yeah. What I hate is the story doesn't say what the dispute is about. When you read the story, it doesn't mention what the dispute is about. It's making me crazy.
Can we go back to cum talk?
Yeah, yeah. So,
sure.
Yeah, that
so
made
he's
me happy.
To
can we have a buffer
the
between the marrying oh, 6-year-old and cum talk? Can we just have something to kind of get us off the
okay,
the
let
wreck?
Me wipe it with this.
Perfect.
That's nice.
Booty, booty, waka, booty, waka, booty, waka, rocking
I'm squeezing,
everywhere.
I'm squeezing together the ends of the, what's this called? Rectal spreader. That just rolls off the tongue.
Butt clamp.
What I like is that it actually has a plug at the end because it might slip right in.
Yeah, it will.
You just want to be careful.
Kentucky atheist
I mean,
on the wall
that's
says.
That's just accurate.
Yeah, no, that absolutely. With the way it's designed, if you shoved it in and it didn't have the flared base, the spreading of it would naturally drive it straight
nope.
inside, and then
that's right.
can't continue.
And then you'd have to do one of those emergency room excuses.
Uh-huh. Wasn't your doctorate at MIT on that?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, what's
oh
the best
God.
Excuse? What's the best excuse?
For what?
Anything in your ass and you're in the emergency room. I've heard many of them. Caroline Gale, what were you going to say?
But guys, I think Heather has something to tell us.
We're going to have her read it in a minute.
I would say the best
the
excuse
talk.
Is...
What's the best explanation?
I'd say the best excuse
it's
is probably...
It's my birthday.
I'd probably go with, I thought it would feel good in my butt, but it's stuck there now. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. Like, you've got to front it out, right? You've got to kind of be like,
there's
hey,
no
I,
way
I,
out?
I thought it would
I'm trying
feel
to,
good
I'm
in
trying
my
to get. That's the one you hear all the time. I fell on it. No one
I
buys
fell
it.
Fell on it.
That's not a good one. No one buys it. Yeah.
I've fallen on many a thing. Not a single one is.
I don't know. Like, I put well. It in my anus while I was masturbating,
okay,
but it didn't
no,
come
see,
out again.
I thought my anus was more cavernous than this. I didn't know where it would get stuck.
I think everyone's missing the point of my question. I'm trying to figure out how to give the listeners
good excuses.
Yeah, no. A get,
I
a
forgot
get
my
out
butt doesn't have internal
free.
Fingers.
Get out of butt free.
Just no, go, kids.
My yeah. butt is a
don't
vacuum.
Pass out at the frat house.
I just thought of it. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go. I had too much to drink, and my frat buddies decided. Wow, that's really gay. That's more gay than just fucking
like,
yourself.
This up my ass.
It's like a 60-year-old man. I have my frat brothers, and like, what's going on?
You know how it is, Delta Kappa Phi.
Yeah, sure thing, buddy.
You guys realize why I'm asking, right?
I got drunk and mistook my butt for a toothbrush holder.
It happens a lot.
That only
more than
works
you think.
If what's stuck up in there is a toothbrush.
I mistook this dildo for a toothbrush.
Yeah.
What do you want to read, Heather?
It doesn't even matter.
No,
anymore.
I want you to read it. Don't be pissy. No.
While you're moaning, my friend's dad's a
Kentucky
urologist.
Atheist.
I want to know.
He says.
Okay. Who says?
Kentucky atheist says, actually women there are considered less than property because you can show off your new watch, but no one is to see your wife.
Unless she's awful. Six, because she's not covered up.
That's amazing. That's accurate and amazing and horrifying and true.
It's sad.
Where do you get the watch?
Oh, my God.
No, I'd still say, though, because you don't mind someone coveting your watch, but your wife is so special that no one can covet her.
Okay.
I want to be coveted.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ArdentAtheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. We have a premium ad-free service. That's right, we already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option that's the Donate More If You Want button. If you want to help us out with more money, we will give away some subscriptions to the needy. In fact, we have and we do continue to do that to this day. Email us if you can't afford $10 a year. So be generous and support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. They used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but my doctor is Muslim, so I find bacon works better.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton, Matt Kirshen, and Michael Ornstein. Thank you for being here, everybody. Caroline Gale is actually in a seat as well. Yeah, I know.
You can tap back in. I don't need to be here anymore.
Yeah, you can give him his chair back.
He doesn't want to let me leave.
He doesn't?
I'm happy sharing a mic.
He likes to share.
He wants to be close.
He's enjoying. He's enjoying the doming.
It's the dome thing.
Is that what it's called?
Some people like their little juice action.
Tippy.
Too sensitive.
Pepper grinder.
Yeah,
she
way
said.
Too sensitive.
Too sensitive.
Is that
too
what
sensitive?
The problem is?
Yeah,
the sensitivity
totally.
On the
oh,
tip?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
My friend.
No, I'm sure there are guys that are into it.
I'm
there are guys that are into sounding. So
I mean, I learned it from a guy. A guy told me to do it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine
and
doing it.
I want to
like
make sure I'm saying right now, out loud, in no way, shape, or form am I suggesting that you should never do it. I'm just saying.
Ask first.
To me, no
is
fucking way.
Is that the,
way.
Like,
to me, no
hand job equivalent of, like, if I were to chew on aluminum foil?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Or chew on a hand job. I mean,
like, if you were chewing on aluminum foil while you were jerking me off with a hand over the top, because, yeah, that would.
That'd be great.
It's aluminium.
Aluminium.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew
it's
that.
The only way I can, like, the only way I can get off is if our fillings are really hurting.
Oh yeah.
You know, I got out a call. There, you, I bet you, if you search the web, you could probably find somebody.
No question. I got a call from a guy who shoots porn. He's a director. He does these web porn business.
Yeah.
And he called me. He's looking
for models.
And he said, "I got one. I got to ask if you've ever heard of it." And I said, do tell. Now, he does these stranger shoots where he goes out on the street and says, hey, you want to fuck a porn star? And then brings them into a... And find, right? And so, in theory, the people he gets are just... They're guys off the street. They're not porn
people. Is
that people.
Real now? Because I thought, like, the first... when
like, Bang Bus is fake,
well,
right?
Yeah, totally fake. But the original ones, like, the one that they did in, like, the early 80s was legit. And then ever since then, it's all been set up, right?
AluckyStranger.com. Advertised on Craigslist for people, and then they would set it up. So
okay.
It
so
was
like
real to that degree. Does that make sense? What did
you just... Oh, no, please don't talk
don't
about your
Google
urethras.
Sounding and
no.
Look
oh, no.
at the pictures.
No.
Don't do it.
During the break, the conversation turned towards sounding. Sounding, if you don't know what it is...
No.
You're lucky.
You're lucky. This thank is, you. Thank you.
This is worse than chewing into the mic.
I'm literally not going to say what it is. I'm going to say we were talking about sounding, and go look it up if you're interested. And
don't
if,
look at the pictures.
And if you
pictures.
Think you might not be interested, do not fucking look it up. Yeah. Period.
You will not be.
So you've very just, kind of you, Emery. You're a good man.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. He's giving you a hint out there, ladies and gentlemen.
You just made awful. It so that every single person listening is going to look
I know.
It up if they don't already know.
Wait,
what it
wait.
Is.
Let's listen for the screams. How
look
many listeners
do
you have?
Rusty trombones instead.
Rusty trombones.
What's that?
You don't know what a rusty trombone is?
I taught it to all of the. I met a bunch of people when I went to Europe.
And band camp?
What a rusty trombone it is, and that's my
question. How did you teach them?
Tell us more.
I just told them.
Okay, good.
I offered to
circular
play.
Circular breathing?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you work on your ambature.
What were we talking about a second ago? You were going to tell us about something or look up something.
Oh, yeah.
Sounding, that was what it was.
No, don't look up sounding. Heather, damn
I'm
it.
I'm helping.
So that's it. I wanted to talk a little about that six-year-old thing. The Islamic faith is
just... You were
about
to talk about something else, though, that was really fun.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're the guy who your porn... director friend said.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
called me up. Good oh, work. you saved the show right there because there were I would gotten emails on that.
No,
what
no.
the fuck? Well, you started a story.
Now we're going to talk.
So he
about
calls
porn.
And says, "Have you ever heard of this?" And I said, "Tell me." And he goes, "All right." So we have a lucky stranger. We're doing a shoot, and this guy can't come. And he goes, "Which is common." I knew that. I'd talked to him for years.
What causes that? Fear,
performance. Your face.
Yeah. A lot of
yeah.
things.
Was that harsh?
Yeah. 14 honest. Guys around you while you're fucking someone, and you've never done it before. So I didn't have that problem, but so he says this kid can't come, and he thinks he's going to do the stunt cock move, where he oftentimes or one of his camera guys will step in, do a cum shot, and they use the up close for the end of it. And you don't even know that the lucky stranger didn't come. It's,
oh my God,
right?
My whole life has been a lie.
in what way?
Just all of the cum shots I've seen.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
Is this the person whose face I just
There's
saw?
No way of knowing. There's no way of knowing. I didn't
is
mean
he
to
really
take you.
Crying?
I didn't
L'Oreal
mean to take you out of
the
Yes, absolutely. He said, hey, listen, it happens a lot. Don't worry about it. We know you're not going to be able to come. He goes, no, I can come. Do you have any, and I'm not kidding, he says this to me, he goes, do you have any hot sauce, Tabasco?
Oh, no, I think this was my ex.
Where did he place the Tabasco?
In his asshole.
That's where he put it.
I have heard of that.
Yes. I've never heard of it. I had
what?
Never heard of it. He just put a couple drops on his finger. He rubbed it on his ass, and the director friend goes, came in 15 seconds.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
That also sounds like some
porn book. That
yeah, what?
That also sounds like something that people supposedly do to racehorses.
Mm.
Yeah,
it really
like
does, doesn't it?
That's right.
Oh,
I wonder
oh.
if that's
gotta,
true.
Like,
that's not
them?
Nice.
Yeah, because I was just kidding when I said that.
If they were really doping horses like that. That would mean it would eventually be someone's job to go around sniffing the horses' asses.
Oh, good.
Just to make sure.
Does that smell like Tabasco to you?
Yeah.
No, don't smell like Tabasco.
New York City!
I dated a guy whose cum felt like hot sauce.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
Your body can actually
By the way, I'm sorry. We're going to get right back to this. There's no God. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, like...
Would a God allow you to do that? No.
What God would not want?
It was a specific guy who I actually had dated before for a long time. We broke up. We got back. We started fucking again. And his cum, like, burned me.
Yeah.
No, I've had that before, too.
I've told this on the show a few times. When I was very, very young, got this girl interested in me after a show. And she was a virgin and told me that. Good communication up front, by the way. This is a story that you could learn from.
I'm a virgin. Go ahead.
And I'll
tell everyone I'm a virgin up front.
And I said, well, what would you like to do? And she goes, well, I got a couple things I'd like to do. And she goes, I don't want to have penetrative sex, but oral sex is fun. I'd like to try that. I've never done that. And I go, cool. And do you have any idea where you want me to come? And
see,
we talked it out.
They talked about it beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. And,
I've never done that before.
I've always... Yeah. It's probably,
you're different.
It's probably cost me relationships or opportunities before, but I always communicate, especially the first time, before I end up in bed with someone. Almost always, anyway. Roofie time. But I asked her, and she said, here's what I want. I want to go down on you, and when you come, I want you to come on my tits. I'm like, fun, let's do that. So she goes down on me.
When did you fuck my mother? When did that happen?
And she and when I came, I blew a load all over her tits. Which by the way, sidebar on this,
art
were massive and had been reduced.
Oh, one of those
unbelievable.
People.
She had the sexy little underscars.
Tits are just too big.
I need to get them reduced.
Fall off a cliff.
My wife,
Caroline,
reduced.
I want that back pain.
Tits. Just holding my tiny
you
tits.
Have great tits.
I love my tiny tits.
Thank you.
I have one good
Thank
boob.
You.
I want bigger.
My wife
There's
had hers
no way
from
I believe that.
Oh yeah, no. It's one great tit, and it gets all of the lighting in the room goes to that.
I am not going to stand for this. The only way that I'll believe this.
I will not show you.
Show me your tits.
Show us your tits. Show us your tits.
They're bad.
For the premium version of the show.
I got.
Will you show us during the premium version?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So much.
We're going to see her tits at the premium version of the show. So, end of the story.
I have to get old Johnny Cochran on this one.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I will tell you the end of the story. Are we ready?
All right, so you've splooied on the
I came on
memories.
Her tits. That's exactly
Massive
right.
Tits.
And she had an allergic reaction.
She broke out into a rash.
That's exactly. You're very close, but I'll tell you after the break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big, super fucking
shout out.
Ass shout out
a long
to
one.
A few of our listeners.
A lot of people.
Adune, my tits. Amy Trank, the SJW Kool Aid Schumer. Kyle Delaney, Emery believes in Yahweh. Sasha Luna, Trevor, Will Smith's wife, Zingaman, raped by a goat demon, probably Matthew Ty, liberals, lesbian, SJW, and a hybrid, Tits McGillicuddy.
Say that again right.
Tits McGillicuddy.
Thank you.
Sniffing a dead nun's vagina, Vincent. Grave apologist, infected vaginal queef.
Vaginal queef.
Vaginal queef. Vegemite tastes like schmegma. Roan Ambrose's sticky hairdo. Lesbian yeast infected gangbang. Deepak's schmegma. Letta Yee, Booger Bender, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last
I'm
week.
A little bit glad Mom wasn't in there.
<I know>.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jessica, Michelle Singleton, Matt Kirshen, and Michael Ornstein.
This
Thank you for being here, everybody. I was just about to tell everybody.
Ever.
I was just about to tell everybody what happened. Jessica, you nailed it right on the head. She broke out in the... She broke out in the biggest welts I've ever seen. Instantly broke out in welts all over her tits.
Yeah, and that's horrifying.
It was. Have you heard of this?
Yeah,
I've never heard of it or encountered it.
I used to break out in a rush, but only with that one guy. That poor girl, because that's to her, that's what getting cummed on is.
Let me tell you something.
Because that's never. She's never had cum on her.
Never. And the
like,
first thing
is
that
always, is it always like this?
The first thing that occurred to me, right?
Only with monsters like Emery.
Nice. The first
she might actually still have scars.
You know what occurred to me? What occurred to me is
in her heart.
What if her kink? What if she was the first time wanted to try swallowing?
Ooh. Yeah, in her throat.
Acid.
I would have had to shove a pin in that girl's throat.
Well, that was the thing with the guy. I would get the, like, not closed up, but the, you, is anyone, like, allergic
to cats? It's
called
anaphylactic.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, you get a hairball?
Like the itchy throat.
There's also a known thing where some people are allergic to some cum, where it just makes, basically gives them instant shits.
Like, yes, I've heard of that.
Look, no one's going to be on board with this, but I really think that that's the universe telling you that that person's not good for you.
No, we were definitely not a good match there.
I'm so not on board.
Wooster. She was lovely. It was a great encounter, at least for me.
Because you're alkaline and she's acid. You know, that's just the way it is, man.
It's just the way it is, man. Two people are like different chemical balances, right? And when you bring them together.
Are you a water sign?
I've been drinking alkaline water. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, it might have
juiced up that spot.
I wonder if it was sperm or if I wonder if it was my diet, you know?
You might have very alkaline semen.
I think some people just get allergic to some other people's cum.
Yeah, exactly.
You've stated it as clearly as it can be stated. There's nothing
else
to add.
But it never stopped me from getting as much cum on me as possible.
Yeah. What, let's talk
I'm
about
relentless.
That.
You're brave. What? You're a brave woman.
What about cum excites you? What fulfills you when you're coated in cum? Why do you like that?
A sense of being worthless.
I was pretty sure that was it.
It's just like someone coming, pulling out and coming on you is like physical evidence that they're never going to be in love with you.
Really?
Oh, that's not true.
That they don't want a permanent situation. I'm kidding. That's, of course that means that
I've come on loads of people that I love, including myself.
Are you sure that wasn't a self-loathing move?
I think I'm just broken.
Yeah. That's funny.
Have you ever seen those porn videos where it's like shooting loads of cum and that's the fetish and it's usually a guy just like
squirting a machine thing out?
There's like this one
like
video.
Peter North? Like just
No. There's one video I've seen where it's these girls that are on their knees and they're getting the cum squirted in their face and it just keeps going.
See,
it just keeps coming.
You know it's fake.
And her face is like, hurry up and finish.
But those are never real. Those,
well, of course they're not real, but it's hilarious.
It's a cheap budget and it's just like silly string off camera.
So obvious.
Your
cum that
is
was
green.
Blue.
Green or blue? Which one's best? Who won that one? I don't know.
I think it was the
green
combo.
Green because that's just gross. You know?
Green's a gross.
I don't know. Like I think if somebody came blue on you,
I'd be so excited.
Blue could be argued for because you blew a load.
Hello.
I slept with a woman. I pulled out and there was like a blue gelatinous goo. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with
her.
Stop
drinking the Drano.
By the way, can we call this show, the title of this show needs to be Don't Listen to This. That's really
dead.
What
the title of the show is Back to the Butt Plugs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really. You know, it was tame when they were doing the ass spreading, but then it got rude.
We can make it weirder. I mean,
what do you have loaded and locked right now that made you say that sentence and made me tingle down below?
I thought we would start talking about like pegging.
Pegging you like. That's your thing.
Pegging.
You
love me some pegging.
I dig it. I dig it.
What is that?
That's like when you
get
on
goodness.
That's on the back of a bicycle. Nope. They put the pegs in the...
Oh, so you can do jumps?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. You grind. Yes.
Pegging is when you put a strap-on on and fuck a girl puts a strap-on on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my dream.
And fucks either a girl or a boy.
Right.
Usually a boy in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
okay,
hot.
I just didn't know that was the term for it.
Pegging.
We used to call it, no thank you, ma'am, where I came from.
I believe it was a term that was only coined relatively recently.
Yeah, it's a relatively.
Dan Savage actually coined it.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I know. It's a sweet
pegging.
It's a sweet fact.
I love that guy.
My wife, when we first started dating, she asked, she goes, are you interested in that? And I was like.
You weren't. Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
How do you know then?
Yeah.
I just heavily imply it all the time. And then when I finally get something in their ass, I'm like, you're disgusting. And I make them smell it. I'm like, you're filth.
Rub their nose in it, huh?
Some of them really like it when you do that particular ass.
Shame.
Sure.
That's when they know you're never going to love them.
See?
Got to leave my mark.
If someone was going to do that to me, it couldn't be my wife.
Because you have to look her in the eye?
Because I then have to go, excellent. Let's go tell the kids that they're in trouble if they watch that money cartoon.
Right, 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 right.
You know, this has to be, you're out in the middle of nowhere and you go,
Rome.
I hate when a friend ends up being that old dad guy, because that's wrong.
You haven't met my wife. Yeah. There's just no way.
I've met your wife.
You have.
Here, listen. A buddy of mine, I'm not going to name him. That would be wrong. A buddy of mine one
day
recently, shut up, was railing on about hair being shaved off and how it's pedophilic. This is a friend of mine from my early days in comedy. No, it's not probably. Not even remotely close to probably. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm sitting amongst friends, and one of my friends has turned into that dumb, dickhead, old fucking moron that we all hated when we were
brought the story up?
I'm totally with you on this. No, this is something where people are like, oh, I like women who are shaved, just fucking pedophilic. And you're like, no, what you're doing there is you have either a fetish or at least a liking for hair, and because that's now not society's norm, the way you have to justify it is... and that slight discomfort maybe is
to demonize everyone else.
But rather than just going, no, I have a preference here.
Right.
Like, if you can't tell the difference between a shaved adult woman and a child, then you're the fucking
weird
one.
That's exactly right. I found him to be the problem.
Yeah, look at these dangly lips.
Yeah. So you got like either way, if you have a preference for hair or not hair or whatever the fuck, that's fine. But don't try and medicalize people who have the opposite preference.
It blows my mind that people have to do this. It just blows my mind. And like you're talking about, I'm going to pick on you for a minute. You try a finger in the ass once, and if it's horrible...
I didn't say finger. I said her putting on a strap on and slapping me. I have had a finger in my
She's
ass.
She's too strong.
You have had.
I had.
Are you saying you won't?
I've gained a little more respect for you. Good for you.
I have had a can of hairspray up my ass.
Shut
have
up.
You really?
Yes, I dropped acid with an old girlfriend, and
this
she's
didn't
like,
really
let's
happen.
Fool around. Yes, it did.
Really?
So I have definitely
like
had the prostate
how
orgasm.
How
the fuck did you get a can of hairspray in your
What
hair?
If
we
it
were
exploded
really stoned.
In your asshole?
I don't know, it could have.
Exploded? The first thing I've put in my ass, everybody ready for this?
Hand grenade?
It was that same comic that thinks that pubic hair shaving is better.
For me, it was
better.
My Uncle Charles. Go ahead, Uncle Michael.
Can I just check very
actually,
quickly?
Actually, my Uncle Toby is actually, that's the first thing in my ass. But
can I just check quickly, when you say a can of hairspray, you mean the actual physical can, not just like they sprayed a whole can of hairspray?
Yes, no, I mean a can of hairspray.
Also, was it sample size? Or was
yeah,
it wasn't.
It
wasn't
like
Aquanet.
It wasn't.
The, you know,
what is that? Rain hairspray.
It wasn't Aquanet.
Huge box.
No, it was not an Aquanet.
It was that salon style.
You know that would
White
have been
rain.
The second
that
or third
called?
Night of dropping the acid.
So, what were you gonna say?
Acid.
All right, the first thing
slaps up your ass.
The first masturbatory thing I put in my ass was a light bulb.
A light bulb.
A
Ding.
Light bulb.
Because you're from a small town.
I got an idea. I never thought of that joke till now.
Which direction did you put it in?
I want to be clear. Remember those?
Did you like screw it in?
No,
screw it
the
in.
The teardrop,
the glass.
Yeah, in a sense.
And
like
it
a
was
full
not
fluorescent. Tube.
It was not a full light bulb. It was one of those black.
No wonder
those black light
black
bulbs, the little ones,
one of the big black
right?
light bulbs,
and not the tubular one, but just a smaller version of a light bulb.
You didn't have a magic
you
marker.
You fucked yourself
or something?
With a nightlight.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you start singing Night Bright, making things with light?
I fucked with night
lights.
Did
that keep you feeling safe?
Yes.
I'm gonna marry the night.
I thought my food Very was different. Scared of the dark.
Because the night.
But imagine that. I mean, we've all seen, I don't know if we all have seen it, the video of the guy who puts a jar, he sits down on
no.
a jar.
I have not seen this. I don't
and
know what you're talking about.
And then he lifts his ass up a little bit.
And the jar's gone?
And no. It's almost all the way in, but the lid, not the lid, rather.
I've seen this video.
Yeah. But the lip of the jar is still out of his ass, but just barely. And he lifts up and then bounces back down just a touch. And it cracks the glass, and the whole thing just implodes, or his ass implodes
it
around this.
Put me fully off putting jars in my
asshole. No, I got nauseated.
Don't
was,
do that. Don't
awful.
Let one bad experience.
No. That was it for me.
Canning jars are very strong.
Oh, God. I prefer a mason
jar. Telling, you're telling Kirsch?
You are such a hipster.
I know. I keep my overnight oats in them, and then I put them in my ass. It's great. It's perfect.
Multi-purpose. I like it.
You like pegging.
I like a multitasker.
Do you like things in your ass?
I do love things
okay,
in my
cool.
ass.
So you're,
here's my theory on anal
I'm into
sex.
Both. Yeah.
Everybody gets to come. Nobody gets pregnant. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Is that not the perfect?
It's wonderful.
Perfect.
Oh,
no,
it's
I
so
come
charming.
At the idea that maybe I'm going to get pregnant.
It's like, will that's there a very be specific a fight? Fetish.
How many abortions have you had, Jessica Michelle?
Zero. All right, I think I'm infertile.
Good for you.
I like it. I think I'm a little bit of biosity comes out. I think I'm infertile.
And also, you're forgetting how it's possible to get butt pregnant.
Oh no, butt babies.
Is this what?
I have butt babies two, three times a day.
Depending on what you eat.
I just, it's awful. It's awful for me.
How are we going to beat this, top this in the fucking preview?
Oh, here's another thing. I'm sick and tired of those religios saying stuff.
There is no God.
This is
remember when we were talking
the,
about
like,
the lack
in the middle
of God?
Acts, the dirtiest comic on the planet.
But if there was, would he like pegging?
He probably would.
He invented it.
He'd probably be like, yeah.
If there's no God, how do you explain
I'm sorry.
Pegging?
Ted Cruz, you can't explain that nasal voice without a lot of pecking going on.
Oh. Sure. Also, if God is omnipresent, surely his butt is around all toys.
Thank you, Matt. I think you knew what you were doing there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the free hour. This has been the free version of episode 186. Dirty. Another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Jessica, Michelle, Singleton, Matt Kirshen, and Michael Ornstein. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, who I'm not going to name. Tune in next week when our guests will be
adults.
And we'll be talking about
why Emery is such a fucking child.
You mean adult toys. Adult toys.
That's not what it says.
Where can people find you? Do you have a place up there on Twitter,
sure.
Michael?
Sure. Twitter, it's at intoxicatingvo. And my website is mkornstein.com.
Where can people find you, Caroline Gale?
CarolineGale.com.
That's easy. Where can people find you, Matt Kirshen?
Matt Kirshen on all the social media and mattkirshen.com. And please listen to Probably Science, which is my podcast.
And what's the name of your Lucky Stranger video?
It doesn't have a name. It's more of an image.
Where can people find Jessica Michelle Singleton?
I'm at JMS Comedy on social media, and I have an album coming out on Valentine's Day called Please Don't Leave Me. So
you mean your album's going to drop on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's the word.
No, it's coming out. It's gay.
Okay. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. And our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Iceman Swam, because it's so cold.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.